The readings reflected are on Sirach 35, 1 through 12, and Mark 10, 28 to 31. Both readings are read on Tuesday, May 30th. Hello, happy saints. Well, I hope you are happy. I know, with all the insane things going on in this world, it seems like demons are parachuting right out of the sky in droves, all through our towns. Then there are the personal problems that we all need to go through. And it never seems to be just one problem at a time, but like a soap opera, by the time one problem is ending, two crises events pop up. Yet, once again, the Bible is telling us to be cheerful. In Sirach, the reader is telling us to be a cheerful giver to the Lord. He mentions that observing the law of God is a sacrificial peace offering. Works of charity is like a gift of the flower. Giving alms is a sacrifice of praise. To refrain from evil is pleasing to God, and to avoid injustice is an atonement. At first, it would seem like the writer is saying, "Yo, yeah, you got problems and headaches and people and life ain't fair, but you need to also do all of these other things as well. Like going through our trials and tribulations is not enough." Yet, contemplating those things I mentioned, I realize that these are the things that have brought some joy into my life, even in times of sorrow or woes. Things like giving $5 to a poor person because that is all I have. Yet, with seeing the happiness in their eyes, and joy enters the soul. Reaching out to those shunned by the world, saying no to gossip or other evils, even though very tempting. Forgiving those who purposely mistreat you and slander you, knowing they will continue to do so until God stops them. The writer goes on to let us know that our sacrificial offerings of whatever sort are very pleasing to God. If we are just before Him, He will always remember it. He mentions to be generous to the Lord in tithes and offerings according to our means and to do so cheerfully. But do not do it as if trying to bribe God to do something for you. The Lord repays with huge interest. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus states that those who give up things for the kingdom of God will receive 100-fold more of these things and persecutions as well. He also mentions that many who are now first will be last. Investing in the works of the Lord can bring great joy even in the difficult times. To keep these things in our hearts and lives with cheerfulness does two great things. It pleases God immensely, and it kicks the devil right in the butt. Have a happy week with Jesus. Joe Repas.